Hello, hello out there to all you money-loving mother flubbers. Are you currently experiencing the joy of having a teenage human living under your roof? Do they remind you every single day how you are the dumbest person that they have ever met? Well, if so, today I might have a little bit of information to help them think that you might not be completely stupid. I mean, it's very unlikely, but it's worth a try, right? So this is the Texas Real Estate and Finance Podcast, and I'm your host, Mike Mills, a local mortgage banker with Geneva Financial. And when I'm not moonlighting as an internet sensation, I am helping people buy and refinance their homes. So if you're listening to this and you have anyone that my team and I can help, please give us a call. Even if you're just want to walk through some scenarios and see how we might help you handle some tough situations, we're here to help any way we can. So just give us a shout and we can walk through some possible solutions. So now, before we dive into today's topic, if you find today's show helpful in any way, please do me a solid and share the love. Like, comment, subscribe, or if you're feeling really generous today, drop us a review. Every little affirmation that we get is providing us that we're doing some good here. So help us keep this train going. So if you don't mind, tell me what you think. All right. So today we are doing part three of our teen finance journey, where my lovely daughter gets to spend some time with me talking about money and all things adulting. She is so excited. It's spring break, and there is nothing that she would rather do than sit here with me for quite a while talking to dad about money and doing it on the internet for the entire world to see. So please welcome my very enthusiastic 16-year-old daughter, Katie Mills, to the podcast. Hello, hi, darling.
I'm back again. Woohoo.
Back again. So excited and so, so lucky. So have you been? How's spring break going for you?
It's great. I'm just living my best life. I was living my best life, and then I got a text that I had to be here. So now I'm here.
Now you're here. You lucky, lucky gal, you. Hey, who doesn't want to spend spring break, you know, for an hour talking to dad, right? About money? That sounds exciting to you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exciting.
The enthusiasm's bleeding through. Okay. So let's do a little recap, because this is part three on our previous two episodes that we did. And if you haven't seen those yet, I encourage you to go back and check those out. It's been a couple months since we did our last one. We usually try to do them when she's on break. So I think the last time we did it was around Christmas or right after that. We're at spring break now, and then our next one will probably be in the summertime. But basically, we went through initially on how to, well, why don't you tell me what did we do on the very first one? Do you remember?
Nope. I thought this was the second part.
This is the third one. Remember on the first one, we kind of talked about what we were going to do, right?
Oh yeah.
So what all did we do in those first two episodes? You remember?
Well, I don't really remember the first one, but we set up a bank account. Yeah. I know we talked about me getting a job.
Right.
We did like my savings account or my checking account, whatever it was called. That's about all I remember. That was a long time ago.
You've slept since then and been to work a lot.
Lots of tests that I've had to cram for. So I just kind of forgot after that.
Well, and you know what? I will say I'm very proud of you, since, you know, we'll talk about your job here in a second, but these days, why don't you tell everybody what your schedule is like right now when school's in?
It's kind of busy. So on Mondays I have school and then I have work.
And but then when, like, just give us some times. When's your school start?
Okay. So school is from 7:15 to 2:55.
And what time you get up in the morning?
I get up at, 5:30.
Okay.
Or 6.
So you're up at 5:30 or 6 o'clock in the
morning?
Usually
6.
Okay.
Because I like to sleep in. I'm up at 6 and then I come home. I'm home usually around 3:20.
Okay.
And then I have to be at work by 4.
On Mondays. Okay.
And then from 4 to 7:45, I'm at work, and then I come home, I eat, I sleep.
Okay, so we get home about 8 o'clock on Mondays, yeah. And we eat dinner, and then you go to bed.
Yeah, and then Tuesday, same school schedule, except I get home at 3:20, and then I have a few hour break, and then I leave the house at 7, and I'm not home till probably 10:30 because I practice.
What kind of practice?
Volleyball practice.
Volleyball practice.
7:30 to 10.
Now, this is club volleyball. This isn't school volleyball because we're past that season. So this is club volleyball. Okay.
And then Wednesdays, same thing, school and work. And then Thursdays, same thing.
School and volleyball.
Yeah. And then Fridays, sometimes I pick up shifts. So sometimes Fridays I also have work, or Fridays I have a day off. And then weekends I either have a tournament or I'm free.
Okay. So we got a pretty busy schedule, to say the least. Yeah. And we're taking mostly AP courses, right? So we had
I'm taking advanced courses. I only have one AP course. Okay. Next year is all the APs.
Next year is all the APs. Okay. So, but we have hard tests that we take on a regular basis. We have to study for those.
I cry over them more than I should.
Yes. So we have a lot of crying episodes that occur because recently she had a chemistry test she was stressed out about and thought she was definitely going to make a 40 and cried about it and dealt with it for a good solid 48 hours. And what'd you end up getting on the test?
I got a 96.
Okay, so. There we go. All right. So having the concern and being fear about it is a good thing because, you know, it makes sure that you get the good grades. Okay. So you have a busy schedule these days, right? And it's pretty hectic. Hello, Christy. How are you? Miss Vargas, say hello.
Hello.
Say
hello.
So let's talk a little bit about your job. Okay. You got a job. We talked about it last time a little bit because you had just kind of gotten the job, but now we're kind of knee deep in it, right? We've been there for how long now?
For 2 months.
2.5 months.
2.5 months.
Something like that. Okay. So
three, I think.
Let's start off with what are you doing at your job? So what's your job?
I work at Aqua Tots. I teach the little babies how to swim.
Okay.
It's fun.
And how are you liking that?
I like it. It's fun. I like the little kids. Sometimes they're annoying, but for the most part, they're
pretty. You mean kids are annoying? I don't know what are you talking about? I don't know what you mean.
For the most part, they're sweet and everybody who works there is really nice. So,
okay. Not bad. So, when you started, you were just training, correct? Yes. How long did your training last?
So I did like an office training where I just like watched videos and did like learning stuff for probably 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then I was shadowing somebody. So we were in the water, but I was just watching. I wasn't interacting for about a week. And then I started like slowly like interacting more and more. And that lasted probably about a month. And so I've been on my own, like teaching my own classes for probably about a month now.
Now, this is kind of a unique thing I want you to explain. This isn't about the office necessarily or where you work, but this is more about maybe kind of the state of employment, as you would call it these days, right?
Okay.
What do you come home and tell us all the time about how many people are working?
I'm scared. What if somebody?
No. It's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. But we're here. Let me phrase it for you so that way you can elaborate on it. But one of the things you talk about is like they have a hard time finding people to work.
Yeah, we're very understaffed. So hey, anybody watching this, pull up, come work at Aqua Tots. Yeah.
Because when you're offering to pick up shifts, they're like, oh yes, please.
Yeah,
please.
They're like, literally, I get a text. I actually got a text today, this morning. I get probably 3 texts a week asking if I can cover shifts. And I'm like, if I would, I could, but I'm like, I just can't.
Right.
Cause yeah, we're so understaffed.
They're hiring people. There are jobs to be had, but nobody. I mean, you even brought it up to some of your friends, right?
Yeah. Some of my friends, I was like, hey, come work on guitar. And they're like, no.
Don't think so.
And I was like, okay.
Okay. Well, so when you started training, how much money did you make per hour when you were training?
$13
an hour.
Yes.
Okay. And then you just got promoted.
I did.
High five, cross the top, boom. All right. So now you're official. You're an actual teacher. So yes. What are you making now?
I'm making $14 an hour.
$14 an hour. Heck yeah.
$1 raise.
Hey, my very first job, when I first started working, I was making $4.25 an hour.
Hey. That's improvement.
And I was working at Wendy's. Okay.
Lord
so
mercy.
Yes. Schlucking hamburgers and fries. It was it was an awesome experience, by the way. Don't recommend it to anybody. So, all right. So now you are a full-time teacher. You're in the water with the kids all solo at 16 years old.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I mean, I like it.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's fun.
You enjoy the job?
Yeah, I do. I like the little kids.
And yeah.
I think they're fun to be around.
So. What? So you like the kids. You like the people that you work with. And you're one of the youngest ones there, right?
I am. I am the youngest.
Yeah. Yep. How old are most of the teachers?
Well, so I don't know. I think there's maybe three or four people that work there that are still in high school. Most of them are seniors. One of them's a junior. I'm a sophomore, by the way. And then the rest are either in college or have graduated college. So most of them are from like 20 to 25.
Yeah. Now, most of the people, all of your friends that you hang out with on a regular basis, how many of them have jobs?
None.
Okay.
I think, yeah, none.
So let me ask you, and I don't remember exactly how this went down. From your perspective, how did it go down where we were like, hey, you should get a job? Like, was it like you got to get a job now and make money, or is it like,
well, I kind of wanted a job because I like to spend money a lot. And there was a lot of me asking y'all for money. And there was also a lot of, well, what can you do around the house to earn money? Uh-huh. And that just made me want to bang my head against the wall.
Okay.
So I was just like, I kind of wanted, thanks, Miss Allison. I kind of wanted, what was I saying? Oh, I kind of wanted a job just so that way I could have my own money and not have to ask for money. Mm-hmm. And at first I did your podcast editing thing. And that just, I did not like that.
Didn't like that. What did you like about that?
I don't know. First of all, I didn't really like having to work for you. Oh, wow.
Taking a shot. Hey, I got my number one dad shirt on, okay. By the way, today. Okay.
It's not Darth because Vader. Of you. It was just, I couldn't separate the boss and dad. And uh-huh. I don't like working at home because like, I just feel like if I wasn't obligated to work, then I like wouldn't really, I mean, I still would, but just not as much as I could have.
Right.
And so having my own job with somebody who like, I didn't really know. And like, I had to like actually work. Like I would get fired if I didn't. That right. just, it makes it easier.
So the pressure of working for somebody else and the responsibility of is what you like better than, because working for me, if you just decide you'd rather watch 2 hours of Grey's and not work for me, then you're going to do that.
Yeah.
Right. And then there's repercussions because you got to deal with me being annoying. Right.
Yeah.
But ultimately, like, I'm not going to fire you from the house.
Yes.
I mean, maybe, but not right now at least.
Yeah.
Yes. So having a job and being accountable to somebody else is the appeal of it.
Yes.
Because now that kind of forces you, but it makes you work and not look for excuses to get out
of
it. Okay. Because by the way, I was paying better, right?
Yeah, you were.
Yes, I was. Okay, good. All right. Just as long as we got that established. Yes. Now I want to be sure because, you know, you are one of the few kids that you hang out with that has a job. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like, you know, I'm this evil slave driving dad that makes you go to work every single day.
No, he kind of planted the seed, I guess, but it was really, I was the one who wanted to get a job. I was the one who looked for the job, who like applied and all that stuff.
Well, and really we talked about doing it in the summer when school was over so you could do that. But then I think once you got there, they were like, hey, you can work a couple days a week and you were going to work 3 days a week.
I was going to work 3 days a week. I was also going to work every Friday, but you told me not to. And I'm so glad I didn't because I would just be so burnt out.
Yeah. You're already kind of burnt out as it is, right? It's a little much sometimes, but what do I always tell you about being burnt out and doing stuff all the time? Do you remember?
No.
Just about like, this is what it is.
Oh yeah. To like make me realize that I don't want to do that every single day.
Or... Well, yeah, to some extent, but I mean, once you get out of the world that you're in right now, which is, you know, going to school and having free time and not having a ton of responsibilities necessarily. I mean, you have a lot of responsibilities for a teenager your age, but not adult responsibilities. Yeah. But once you get out into the real world with all us old folks, like every day is like, you don't have a choice. Like, you know what I mean? Like you have to get up, you have to go do stuff, you have to work, you have to do whatever. There is no like, I'm just going to sit in front of TV and veg out today. I mean, I guess for some people there is, but for generally speaking, if you want to have a decent amount of progression in your career and your life, probably not the best route. But part of working and having all these responsibilities is like, I want you to understand that there's always going to be stuff that you're going to have to do. There's never a point where you're just kind of like done.
Yeah.
Right. Or else you're like dead. You know, it's like, if once you die, then, then you don't have any more things to do. Okay. You're good. But it never ends. Like it goes on perpetually. Yeah. Right. So I want you to talk about, what do you love about having your own money? Because that was part of the motivation for you doing the job. And now that you've had your own money in your bank account that gets direct deposited every single week and you're like throwing up, you know, sitting in your car excited about it. So what's that been like?
Well, it's nice because obviously I still have to ask y'all to do things like, oh, can I go to the movies with my friend or can I go do this? But like, I don't have to like ask for money. Cause like before, like last year or a few months ago, even I would have to be like, oh, somebody's like, oh, do you want to go to the movies with me? And I'm like, gotta check my bank account. I don't know if I can afford a movie ticket right now. And so like, but now I never really have to do that. And I can get food like every morning. And it's really great because I like to get food before school.
Well, and so, and I think this is a trait between you and me that is just ingrained in your DNA maybe. Mm-hmm. But how often do we tell you no when you ask us for stuff?
Like
when you ask us for money for something.
Oh, well, you never tell me. I mean, you don't tell me no. You just say that I have to like do something to get it. Like,
I mean, that's if it's something of significance, right?
Yeah.
Right. But if you like want to go, you know, get Starbucks or something, I mean, in the past, right? Yeah. Have we been like, no, we can't.
Oh yeah, no, not really.
No, and there were chores that you did around the house that you had some money in your little busy kid account that you kept up with, and so that was helpful a little bit. So, but now you actually make real money. I mean, it's enough, right?
It's enough
for now. We'll talk about that in a minute. But now you actually make some real money. So is it just the freedom of it? Is that what it is? Like you can just, if you just want to wake up one morning and get out of bed early and go to Tom Thumb to get your Starbucks before you go to school, you don't have to ask permission. You don't have to check. You can just do it.
Yeah. That's really what it is. It's not even just like being able to spend money whenever that is what it is. Just being able to do like buy food when I want or go buy a new top whenever I want and not have to like ask.
Yes. But you do have to make considerations as to how much money you have though, right?
Yes.
Right. So how has that been when you're now that you have money and it's your money that you're making, okay, what has it been like when you're, cause I want you to talk about the concert thing recently about how you were kind of like wanting to get the tickets, but then every day that you waited. So,
okay. So me and my friend wanted to go to a concert and we had another friend Niall Horan. He was in One Direction. I was a big One Direction fan anyway.
All right.
So we'd wanted to go to a concert and we had another friend who wanted to go with us. And I really wanted her to come too because I love her, but she was like, I don't know if she wasn't able to ask her parents or like something was happening where
she was saving up some money and wanted to get her birthday or something.
She was like waiting and just, we had to keep waiting to buy the tickets because she had to like keep like arranging things, which is fine. But the problem is they weren't buying their own tickets and I was. And so, actually maybe one of them was, but anyways, the ticket prices kept going up and I was like, okay, like once it gets to a certain point, I can't really afford these tickets anymore. So could we maybe buy them faster? So anyway, we actually finally bought them, but now I'm starting to like pick up shifts and stuff because I still have like money. I would still want to have the same amount of money that I did when I bought the tickets. Cause I mean, put a pretty good dent in my bank account. And so I'm just like picking up shifts and stuff so I can make that money back.
So now you're really paying a lot of attention to how much things cost.
Yes.
Right. Like that's a big thing. Like, have you even changed? Cause you know, what's your favorite place to go to of all places?
Starbucks.
Okay. So have you changed any of your spending habits there?
So, whenever I used to go to Starbucks, cause now I get Starbucks probably twice or three times a week, which is not the healthiest thing, but I just really like Starbucks. But before I wouldn't get Starbucks that much. So whenever I would get Starbucks, I'd get like a drink and like food and all this stuff. And like the price was like $20 for just like me just to get a food, a drink and something else. And so now recently I've like got like a smaller drink or like maybe some days I'll skip the food or I won't go to Starbucks and I'll go to like Dunkin' or Chick-fil-A just cause it's cheaper. Cause Starbucks is really expensive.
I just love this. This is the best. This is my favorite thing. Like you having your own money, making decisions about where to spend it. Your brother does not have any of these qualities, by the way. You understand that, right?
I'm well aware.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait till we get to this phase with him. I don't know if it's going to be good or bad. I think he's just going to blow through all his cash either way. I don't think it's going to matter.
Yeah.
So now that you have been working, now that you have some money, now that you kind of get the concept of how this works, it's in small doses, right? You're not like living an adult life yet.
No.
But you're still making spending decisions, right? If your friends want to go to the store or you want to drive to South Lake with your buddy and go to the stores, you know, you're not just running up everything that you can, right? Okay. So now the question is if you could trade, right? Change your decision on, and let's just assume that mom and I would still give you the money, you know, not with no strings, but just with, you know, what it's for, why, you know, the normal stuff that comes along with what we're doing. Would you trade it or would you keep doing what you're doing?
I'd probably keep doing what I'm doing just because like, I feel like it's the freedom more than it's the amount of money that I have.
Yeah.
Just like getting to do like what I want with my money and like having no strings. Cause I mean, obviously like I can't go buy like drugs off the street, but like,
I mean, you could, I suppose, but,
but like, you're not like, oh, well, are you sure you want to spend your money on that? Sure. Like, cause like it's my money. Like,
that's right. You know? That's right. Your money, you do what you want with it.
Yeah.
I don't give you any restrictions on any of that stuff. And so what are we helping you pay for right now that you don't have to pay?
My gas, my car insurance, all things car related.
Right.
I don't have to like pay my phone bill or anything.
Right.
I really don't have to pay for anything.
Yeah. So what do you think your expenses are at this point?
It's all food.
All food.
All food. I like, because even now, like we were talking about, I went to South Lake with my friends a few weeks ago and like, I didn't get anything. I got like a $10 tank top and that was it because I just like, now I'm like kind of about spending money, which I don't know why, because I have more money than I used to, but like, I don't know. I just,
but now it's your money.
Yeah. And so I'm like, I don't want to spend it.
When it's your money, it stings a little more, doesn't it? Yes. Because you worked for that money, right? It's not just money that was handed to you. Like you had to go sit in a pool, maybe have a kid snot on you for a little while. Right. And sit in that chlorine, get out, scrub, you know, mats,
scrub the windows,
whatever it is you had to do, but you had to work to earn that money. Yeah. And now that money that you earned, you're like, is that shirt really worth that sweat and equity that I just put into it?
Yeah.
Right. Especially if you can hold out a little bit longer, maybe get to Easter because your mom likes to give presents away all the time. Right.
Yeah. And like, although I'm not like that about food, because I just like food, but like with clothes and stuff and like makeup products and hair products and like getting my nails done. Cause I thought once I got my job, I would get my nails done a lot. Cause I love getting my nails done, but I haven't gotten my nails done ever. I haven't got my nails done since
last time mom took you.
Yeah. Homecoming of freshman year. Right. So like,
no, well, I think you like go physically again, but y'all have done the other little like at home stuff. Sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I buy those press-ons with my own money.
Okay. I gotcha.
But I buy the press-ons because getting your nails done is like $100 or, well, it's not $100, but it's something like crazy like that. But getting the press-ons, it's only like 15 and it lasts like a week. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And nobody knows the difference but you.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. So now let's talk a little bit about, I want to see if you understand. What do you think? So
do you have how much money I spent on food?
Yeah. I got it all right here.
It's so bad. I don't even want
to
know.
I'm going to show it to you in a second, but before we do that, I want to ask you. Okay. So let's start with, we've got three categories. All right. On here we have the money that mom and I give you that we transfer over for stuff that explain how you do the gas and all the stuff that you.
Well, so I buy everything with my card. Like if I'm getting me and my brother food, like I'll just pay for it. Or like if I'm getting gas, but then like the stuff like gas, or if I'm getting Troy food, they'll put the money back into my account. So that way I never really technically spent my money. It's just, they're just giving me the money back.
But you're not having to take our card and go do it yet. So we just move it back and forth.
Yes.
So there's a couple categories. The money that mom and I give you, which really negates because this stuff that you're spending on outside, there is your income. Okay.
Okay.
And then there are expenses. All right. Okay. Within those expenses, you've got basically four categories.
Yes.
You've got food.
Okay.
You've got entertainment.
Entertainment, like,
so like flicks,
like
movie tickets, and, okay, concert ticket.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And then you've got personal. What do you think personal I would categorize
like
as?
Clothes,
like Target, Kohl's, you know, wherever.
Is
TJ Maxx is on there?
Okay. Is Kroger in the food or in the personal?
Kroger's in the food.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Cause that's like Starbucks usually or whatever. So yeah, anything groceries. I mean, we don't get too broad on it, you know, or too specific on it at this point, but just kind of broad. Okay. So let's start with personal, because food's a little hard to parse out, because there are times where, you know, like you'll get me some ice cream if you go to the store and then I'll pay for it all. So it's a little bit limited, but what do you think since you've had your bank account, how much do you think you've spent on clothes and concert tickets and whatever else that would be
the concert tickets?
Well, no, I'm sorry. Concert tickets, entertainment. So clothes, clothes and that kind of thing.
I don't know. Maybe not that much. Probably like $80 or $90.
$200.
Oh, okay.
$200.
Way more than I thought.
Yes. On a monthly basis, it's about $70. Now, the hard part to tell again sometimes is you might get something for mom. You know, I don't know how often you've gone to Target and gotten like whatever.
Yeah.
And some of it she's giving back to you, like hair product stuff, you know, because you don't ask me for money. You always ask your mom and she always gives you money back. So way to go, mom. She's the best. Okay. Let's talk about entertainment now. So this is the movies and the concert ticket, and it's really not that much.
Okay. This is probably concert tickets was like 90. And then I go to the movies probably like once or twice a month. I'm going to go like 150 ish.
About 130.
Okay.
What you've done on that. So it's about $45 a month.
Okay.
Okay. Cause we're going over 3 months. Cause we did half of January, all of February, or no, half of December, of January, all of February, and then half of March.
Yes.
All right. And then, gas. So this isn't something that you have to pay, but this is either gas and, or, like you washed your car once.
Okay.
That was an experience, by the way.
That was stressful. I had to align my tires and I wasn't supposed to, because it was just the whole thing and I was really mad at dad and I was stressed out.
Yes.
Anyway, I don't know how often. I probably get gas maybe twice or once every 2 weeks. I don't know, like $300.
It's about 200. So, 200? It's about $69 a month.
Okay.
All right. Now you got the car wash thing in there too. So, all right. So in total, what you've spent in the last 3 months, okay, between food, entertainment, personal, and gas. Now this is just money that you've spent. And again, some of this, hang on, let's back up. Food.
I was hoping we could skip over that one.
Food. And I'm going to round down on this one a little bit. I didn't parse out the stuff because it's hard to tell what you're buying for us and buying for your brother.
Yeah.
So I'm going to round down on it some, but what do you think it is? On a monthly basis.
On a monthly basis, yeah. Like $100?
$200. It's actually 300. It's $297 a month.
Are you serious?
Swear to goodness. $297 a month.
Oh my god!
And I'm taking $97 off of it because
$200 a month.
Yeah, $297. You've spent since you've had your bank account. You spent $900 on food.
Hey, I'm hungry. Okay.
And that's Lord. Like I said, that's like $297 a month. But if we factor in some stuff that you've bought for everybody else, because you're the gopher sometimes,
yeah,
we drop it down to $200. Okay, but that's what you're spending on food. All right, now let's talk about how much money you've made. Okay, so. Now, this doesn't include, this includes everything. How much money do you think you've made since you started your job?
Okay, so I get paid twice a month. My paycheck, I don't know. I'm just going to round. Like $800.
It's about $930.
Okay.
That's how much you've made since you started. Okay, and that's about $300 a month. Mm-hmm. So you make $300 a month.
Yep.
And you're spending $200 just on food.
Yep.
So we're dropping in quite a hefty toll there. All right. Now, I'll show you what it looks like here so you can see the numbers. Nobody else can see this on our screen here, but, here's your budgetary numbers. All right. Now, right now you're making $13 an hour. So what is that $13 an hour? How many hours per week do I have in here?
16.5.
Yeah. So that's about what you're working. Well, that was your last pay stub. So it might be a little bit less, yeah. But what do you work every night? Like 4 hours?
Yeah, it's 4 hours.
Okay. So that's about right. So it's every 2 weeks you get paid.
Yes. I work about 8 hours a week.
Yeah. So it's about 16 hours. So that means your total pay is how much there?
$214.
So that's what you're making every 2 weeks. Yes. Okay. $200. And then you know what that is right there?
The highlighted thing?
Yep.
Taxes.
So that's the taxes that you pay. Now, the good news is if you make under, I don't have the number. I should have remembered this. I want to say it's under like 23,000. Uh-huh. It may be less than that. Then you get all this money back at the end of the year.
Oh, wow.
So when they're taking out that 16, it's only $16 for you, right? So it's like, you know, not even quite 10% of your total take home or your total pay. But that money that you get that they take out of it every year, if you don't make a certain amount of money, then they give all of it back basically. Okay. So you get a refund at the end of the year. So it's like a mini little savings. So if you did, you know, this times like 26 weeks, cause that's how, when you get paid every 2 weeks, there's 26 pay periods in a month.
Okay.
Okay. So I know this very well cause I do mortgages all day long. So that's about how much money you'd get at the end of the year.
Oh, wow.
When you get a refund. Right?
I like that.
Yeah. It's not bad. It's like $400, yeah. Right? And so it's like a little savings account for you that you get back at the end of the year.
Uh-huh.
That's why everybody gets so fired up when it's tax refund season. Everybody's like, oh, I get some money back. Right? They're all super excited about it.
Uh-huh.
Now, that was when you were making $13 an hour.
Yes.
So what are we making now?
$14 an
hour. Uh-oh. So where does our pay go to? Oh, why didn't it break it down? Should be, let's do this. My formula's disappeared on me. That.
Now I get 230.
Now you get 231. All right. Now we're making some more money here. So either way, like you're bringing home somewhere in the neighborhood of about $400 to $500 a month.
Yes.
Okay. That's what you're taking home. So on a monthly basis, if you're bringing home $400 to $500, once you get that extra money in there, but now you're spending $200 a month on food.
Yeah.
Okay. So that leaves you $300 at your current rate, right? Mm-hmm. Well, if you're spending another $75, you know, or another, let's call it $120 there. So we don't have a lot left over.
No.
Right. So now that's okay. Cause what else do you have to spend your money on?
Nothing.
So you're fine. Right. Yeah. That's okay. But let's talk about when life starts happening.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I want you to break out your little sheet there. Okay. And I want you to tell me, why did all my formulas go away? Let's talk about rent first. Okay. So when you were looking at what it would cost to rent a one bedroom apartment in Texas, in North Texas, what's the average rent?
1,360 per month.
1,000
one bedroom apartment.
360 a month for a one bedroom apartment. Okay. Now we got to do things. You know what utilities are?
Yep.
Like what are utilities?
Electricity and water and stuff.
Yes. Although
you did not tell me to do utilities. You told me to do electricity.
I know. I didn't do all of it because water's relatively inexpensive. If you have an apartment, it's like 10 bucks a month. It's cheap. Sometimes it's even included in the rent. So, all right. So what would be electricity for apartment?
120 a month.
Okay. And then, why is this not cooperating with me? Okay. Then we've got internet. What's internet?
115 a month.
115. Okay. Then we've got, what else we got on that list? Cell phone.
116 a month.
116. Okay. And then, so we've got rent, we've got electricity, we've got cell phone, we've got internet. Did we do internet?
Yep.
What was that one?
115.
Car insurance.
683 per year.
683 per year. So we're going to do 683 divided by 12. Oh, not negative. Okay. So that's like 60 bucks a month. Mm-hmm. All right. And what else? Is that it?
Then college tuition.
All right. We'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
All right. So this is just the basics. This isn't gas. This isn't food. This isn't any of that stuff, right?
Yep.
That's how much money. What does that number say right there?
1,767. Sorry, I'm not wearing my contacts.
That's okay. Yeah. Well, that's a whole other thing there.
Okay.
All right. All right. So $1,767 a month. That would be what you would, that's your just basic expenses. That doesn't include gas. Well, how much are you spending right now on gas? And you're barely driving very much. What do we got right here?
$69 a month.
So let's call it 100 bucks a month on gas.
Okay.
Okay. Cause that means if you're driving to work and you're doing all that. So now we're at $1,800 a month, or excuse me, 1900 basically to live. And we haven't even eaten yet.
Yes.
Right. So okay. We don't have any food yet. Okay. So how much are you spending on food? And it's, and by the way, what kind of food are you buying?
Expensive food.
Okay. But are you buying all the food?
No, I'm just buying like
food breakfast. For you.
Yeah.
Just breakfast occasionally, but you're not doing dinner.
No.
And sometimes lunchies, as your mom calls it. She likes lunchies. She wants some of that. Yeah. So if you're spending $300 on food, let's just be nice. And let's say that you're going to be more frugal, but have more food to spend. And let's call it $400 a month.
Okay.
All right. So now we're up to, let's see here. What do we got? Now we're up to $2,300 a month.
Yep.
Just to survive, right?
Yep.
Just to you're not going anywhere. You're not buying any clothes. You're just sitting in your apartment.
Yeah.
Eating ramen noodles.
Yep.
Trying to go to work, right? So if you're making $14 an hour, mm-hmm. and you're working 16 hours a week, you're only getting paid $231 per yes. pay period, right? Which is, we're going to do, okay, yeah. So let's do this. Equals. Well, tell me a little bit real quick about what you think about that cost. While I'm doing this, I want you to tell me what, when you see those costs of what it thinks, like what is going on through your mind right now?
I think that if I had that much money in my bank account, I would not know what to do with myself.
If you had that much money, but that's your expenses.
Yeah, no, I know.
Right.
So I'm saying that's a lot of freaking money.
Yes. That costs a lot just to exist, right? Yes. Let's do that. Times 26. And then we're going to, this, I'm talking while I'm vamping here, that times.
I can't see my face right now while he's doing this math, and it's really stressing me out because I don't know how I look right now. And there's eight right. people watching.
There's eight people watching. Okay. So now at $14 an hour, let's see if we worked a 40-hour week. Okay. So that's a full-time job. All right. So 40 hours a week, you're going to get $560 every single pay period.
Yes.
Okay. And that is $1,200 a month.
Yes.
And how much are your expenses?
Almost double that.
Yes. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So even making $14 an hour, working 40 hours a week, right? Where you're yes. getting, did I make sure I got my math right on that, right? That times that. Okay. Yes. Yeah, 560. All right. Well, that's only $14,000 basically a year.
Yeah.
Right. So that's only going to get you 1200 bucks a month.
Yes.
And that does it. And that's before taxes, by the way.
Yes.
So it's expensive. And oh, by the way, we don't have a car on here. We're just assuming mom and dad gave you a car. You're paying for gas, but we're assuming everything else.
Yeah.
So that's expensive, right? That's tough sledding right there.
Yes.
Very expensive. So I feel like my math might be wrong a little bit. And I got to play with that in a minute. But so.
Oh, my God. Coach Rob.
Oh, Coach Rob's there.
Hi, Coach Rob. I don't know if he's still watching, but I just saw that.
Or no, that's not Coach Rob. Oh, no. That's Rob Azuna. That's our buddy.
Hi, Rob Azuna.
Yes. And Ann is here as well. Hello, Ann. How are you?
Hi, Ann.
All right. So how do you feel about your expenses now? What are you thinking about this?
I should probably spend less on food. That's what I'm thinking.
So how would you even make that adjustment? What would you do to try to fix that? Like in your mind, like just thinking out loud, like, what do you think you would do?
I don't know. I'd probably get actual food from the grocery store and make food at home.
Okay. Hang on. I knew there was something wrong with my thing here. So this is actually $2,400. Okay. So this is like a 30 year. I knew I was, the math on here was wrong. That's why I was stumbling there. So the $14 an hour at 40 hours a week is 560. Well, that's about 30,000 a year. Okay?
Okay.
So really this number is like $2,400. All right. So you could make it. Barely, like you would be breaking even. That's a $30,000 a year job that you would get and make $2,400 a month.
Yes.
Okay. So having a basic living expenses, making 30 grand a year doesn't sound like a great time, right?
It does not.
So what does that tend to make you think when it comes to like working and money and jobs and like in college, like just in general, we'll get to college in a second, but how does all that, I want to know what you think about all that.
It makes me think that I need to get a good paying job because I don't want to have $200 left for the entire month.
That's right. Now, good paying job, okay, is one thing. But what do I usually tell you about that instead of a good paying job?
I don't know that I need to get work for myself.
Yes.
Oh, I remember this time.
Yes, you remember this time. That, and why is that important? Because what's the reason there?
Well, I don't know. Just because I don't want to work for someone else.
Well, if you work for somebody else, you're beholden to them, right? You're on their schedule. You're on their. Now, right now, that's a good thing because you're working for somebody else. It keeps you because you don't have the self-discipline 100% yet to make that. But that's part of growing up. Like you're not expected to.
Yes.
But later on down the road, when you have that self-discipline, and you'll certainly experience it when you go to college, but when you have that self-discipline that you've been able to put together, then having your own way to make money is always going to be a better situation. And I think that anybody that's listening to this right now, if they could say, if I could make the same amount of money that I'm making right now and have work for myself, they absolutely would.
Yeah.
The hard part is that when you're young, right, and you don't understand this, when you start off, getting a job and working for someone is the way to go. Cause it's just like, I can go over here and I can make money and I don't have to know everything. Right.
Yes.
But then the responsibilities of life kick in because then you get a car payment, then you get insurance, then you have an apartment, then you have utilities and your rent, you know, you always have mom and dad to help you out. But assuming that somebody doesn't, then when you go through those life events and you start having these expensive, how hard is it at that point to quit your job and then go start something on your own?
Mm-hmm. Very hard.
Right. Why? Yeah. And why is that? Do you understand?
Yeah.
No?
I'm sorry. I zoned out. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I was reading the comments and I got lost.
What I'm saying is once, let's see if you can pay it. This is where the teens stop listening here.
I'm listening.
So once you start working a job and you make money, like let's say you got out of high school and you didn't have any options. You kept working at Aquatots, right? You're making 40 and you're making 30,000 a year.
Okay.
And now at this point you have an apartment. Something happens to mom and I, we're gone. Right.
Okay.
All right. And then now you have this apartment and now you have this rent and all this other stuff and you're working your job. Right. And you don't have any other place to go.
Mm-hmm.
How hard is it for you to quit that job and go start fresh in something that's you have to make your own money from the ground up?
Yeah. It's very difficult.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the first time you start, when you begin, are you making any money?
No.
No. You have to build it. Right.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to impart on you to understand is that if you want to get to a place where you can control your own destiny, make your own money and make your own future, while you have the support of the people around you to help you pay some things and you don't have a bunch of responsibilities like a house mortgage and the kids and all the other stuff that makes you have to keep doing what you're doing, that's the time when you have the freedom to go find the thing that you're passionate about and try to get into that and make that a career for yourself. Because once you're in knee deep into that thing, it's very hard to get out.
Yes.
Right? Because of all the responsibilities.
Yes.
Because costs are there and you have to pay and you have to have money to live.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a good segue into college. All right. So let's talk a little bit about college. Now, before we get into the costs of college, all right, I want you to tell me, like, right now in your state of mind as a 16-year-old sophomore in high school. Uh-huh. Okay. Because all this changes, by the way.
Yes.
You know, we all, every person listening here that went to college and started off as their degree in engineering or pre-med or whatever,
yeah.
Most of them, not all of them, there's some very studious, wonderful folks out there that did what they were supposed to, but most people like myself changed degrees multiple times, changed career pathways, even quit college for a little bit, came back. So that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
So in your mind right now today, uh-huh. What are you thinking about? Like, what does college look like for you? Where do you want to go? What do you think you want to do? All that stuff.
So I don't really know exactly where I want to go. I know that I do want to play volleyball in college.
Okay.
Whether it's like D2, whatever, that doesn't matter to me. I do know that I want to play volleyball in college.
And what's the reason that you want to play volleyball? Do you want to play volleyball because you just enjoy it, want to keep doing it? Or do you think it's pay both. For college? Or?
I think to be able to play in college, I'm definitely going to have to enjoy it. And I do. I like volleyball a lot. Mm-hmm. But it's also hopefully so I can get a little bit of a scholarship to pay for some of it. Mm-hmm. And also because I don't think I'm a very, sorority gal.
You don't see yourself as being,
but I also want to be like, have something, like, I don't want to be lonely.
So yeah. Volleyball. Okay. No, that's fair. That's fair. You don't want to be lonely. You're making me sad over here. You just don't see yourself getting in the sorority life.
Well, maybe, but okay. I'd only go be in a sorority if I like, wasn't in volleyball and I was at some big like Southern school, mm-hmm. like Bama or yeah. But like, I don't
know. KK pop pop. Yeah. What do they do?
Yeah. I don't know. Because I'm not very like, I'm not like wear my boots and hat to the football game. Like,
you're not a fashion queen. It's not
no, I'd rather just wear leggings.
You're wearing your Michigan t-shirt on the podcast.
Well,
that belongs to somebody else that you got.
Yeah, it's not even mine.
Yeah. You girls all trade clothes all the time.
Yeah, we do.
So volleyball to you would be a like a group of friends that you could have in a community that you're in when you go away to a strange place and have people around you that you can rely on because mom and dad won't be there. Have you thought about that at all? And like, or as you're getting older, you know, because I feel like you've changed a little bit. You know, used to it was like, God, I can't get away from these MFers, right? But now, are you more like it's gonna kind of suck a little bit, or how are you feeling about it? Especially mom. I mean, you know, maybe it'd be fun to get away from, but mom,
it's gonna suck a little. But also, like, I'm still not like.
Oh no! Yeah, you want to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Right.
But
right.
Yeah, it is gonna suck a little.
Why do you think it's gonna suck a little bit?
I don't know.
Like, what about it? Would you feel like right now that you would be like, man, I would probably miss that?
I don't know. I like when mom makes me snacks when I come home from school.
That's nice. Yes.
That's nice.
And when she finishes your laundry for you?
Oh, that's so nice.
Yes. She just does it all together.
I know. Sometimes. Oh my gosh. Not all the time, guys. I do my own laundry. Just sometimes she'll fold it for me, which just makes me.
Well, and what about the laundry detergent? Have you even considered that?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like the Diva Wash or whatever that we use. It's like on TikTok now or something. And it's like, so like, I can't afford that. Like I'm going to have to get like the little pods from like CVS or something.
You have to get Ajax.
Yeah.
You have to spread it out and use it sparingly when you go. And when you're in college, mm-hmm. and now it depends on the college, but you have to go to like the group wash.
Yeah.
So like you all have to go into the same place and you have to wash your clothes and not forget them. You know how many times I've forgotten my clothes in the dorm?
I forget my clothes at the house.
And then you come back and guess what's gone?
Your clothes.
They're gone.
Oh no.
Yes. Yes. So that's a lesson I've learned the hard way a couple times myself. So, so going to college is going to be a bit of an adjustment. Yeah. Now, what do you remember what I've kind of told you about college and how I feel about it when it comes to like the education side of things? Do you, I know you barely pay attention to me sometimes.
It's like, it's important to like get a degree or whatever, but it doesn't really matter. Or like, it's like you need to do it for like,
So let me refresh your memory. So what have I said about going, if you're going to be like a doctor or an engineer or a teacher or whatever?
Yeah. Like you do, if there's certain things that you need a degree for and you need the education,
right.
But there's also certain things that you don't really need.
But if you came to me and were like, hey dad, I want to go to the University of Florida and I want to be a marketing major. What would I tell you?
You'd be like, Heck no.
It's called YouTube.
Yeah.
All right. If you want to learn how to be a marketing guru, go to YouTube. It's way better and it's way cheaper. Now there's just the thing about college these days is college is extremely expensive. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we have a big problem in the country right now. You don't pay attention to this stuff because you don't care. You're worried about Harry Styles concerts and Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
But we have a problem in the country with people that have a lot of student loan debt, because when I was growing up, we were always told you go to college, like you finish school, high school, you go to college and you go work for somebody. Mm-hmm. Like that was the path, right?
Yes.
That was what was beat into our head. And so when you go to school, a lot of people don't have family members that can help them pay for school. Mm-hmm. And so, or parents or whatever. Some people do, but not everybody does. And so when you go through those circumstances, you have to take out student loans, okay, to pay for school. Well, if you're going to take out like right now, what did you look up the average tuition in the state of Texas? In-state tuition is?
In-state tuition with room and board is $18,670.
18 grand.
Per semester.
Right. That doesn't include books. That doesn't include any like food, well, room and board. Board is food, but that's the dorm cafeteria, right? Yeah. So there's no other activity. So that's almost $150,000 a year.
Yes.
And then when on top of that, if you want to say all the other expenses, you're talking about maybe 200 grand.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the average interest rate on a college loan right now is 6%. And on average, you can do it for about 30 years in some cases. Mm-hmm. That's $1,000 a month that you have to pay on a student loan for 30 years.
Yes.
Okay. So that $2,200 that we had on there, mm-hmm. add an extra $1,000 to that.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's really, really expensive. So if you're not going to go to college and get a degree, I got a degree. I went to Texas Tech. I partied too hard. I left, took 2 years off of school, partied some more, and then met your mom, came back here and graduated from UTA in Arlington.
Yes.
Okay. So I got my degree. I got my bachelor's degree in business administration. Mm-hmm. All right. The job that I have today, which is doing mortgage loans, I do not need that degree.
Yes.
It's not necessary. It wasn't needed. The job that I needed that degree for at the time paid me $30,000 a year as a merchandise buyer for Radio Shack. And if I'd stayed there for 30 years mm-hmm. or at the time, now this was back in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
If I had stayed there for 20 years or however long, because I knew the other people that were working there in the similar roles as you slide up, it not gotten to executive management, I might have made $75,000. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, which is a good income, but if you've been with the same company for 30 years, it's tough. And especially these days, 75 by yourself doesn't get you very far. You know, it's a challenge. So if you're married and you have joint income and all that kind of stuff, that stuff helps. But, but my point is that when you're working for somebody else and when you're having to pay for school at the same time to get a job that you don't necessarily need a degree for, that's a lot of expense for something that was basically just so you can have a good time at school.
Yes.
Right. Now, if you're going to go to college to play volleyball and you're working on, any other type of degree, but you're helping get it paid for, mm-hmm. that's a whole other thing, right?
Yes.
And that's where the benefits of your grades come into play. So where's our class ranking right now? Last time we checked.
It's like, I can look if you want me to. It's like, I don't want to look, but it's like 76 out of 690 or something.
Okay, so we're in the top 100 right now. We're trying to slide up to, where are we trying to get to?
I'm trying to get to top, like, well, there a lot of automatic admission is top 10%, and I think I'm in top 10%, or like top 11.
Okay.
But I really, my goal is like top 8.
Okay. Because
that's like really.
Because that'll get you some automatic and then other colleges that you got.
Yes.
And you have a lot of availability for scholarships for academics, right? So I had you do a little research for me. So we've talked about the cost of college and the expense of it. So tell me what you found when you were looking for, because I don't know if a lot of people know this or not. And a lot of young people don't. But obviously you can pay for school with, you know, athletic scholarships if you have the ability to. You can pay for it with academic scholarships, which is way more frequent and often because if you make really good grades, you'll have a lot of schools that be willing to pay for that. And maybe not full rides, but you can certainly get a good chunk of it paid for. But there's also literally thousands of other types of scholarships out there that are available that are given out by private institutions. They're given out by nonprofit organizations. And if you do a little internet sleuthing, you can find this. Like I'm a member of the Arlington Board of Realtors, which is the Realtor Association here in Arlington. And every single year they give out 5 scholarships to students at $1,000 a piece.
Yes.
Okay. Now you say it's just $1,000, but you get a bunch of those and they start adding up, right? Mm-hmm. Well, This year, we're about to do the review for them. Do you know how many people have applied for those scholarships? Guess.
Like 500?
20.
Really?
20 people.
Wow.
That's it. Now, these are seniors. You can't apply for it until you're a senior. Yes. But that's it. And the reason why is because people don't know about it. Now, the way the board works is they tell the schools. So the counselors at Mansfield, Waxahachie, Arlington, it's like Tarrant County,
yeah.
Tarrant and Johnson County. They get the information about the scholarships, but unless you know to ask your counselor about them, and if they give you the list, then you don't know. So, you know, I would encourage any kids that are listening to this, ask your counselor about all the scholarships that are available to see what you can apply for. Because you don't want to have that debt when you get out. Unless now, if mom and dad are paying for the whole boat, great. Right. But if they're not able to, or they're not going to, then having that extra money helps and goes a long way and saves you a lot in long term. Right. So what did you find? Like, what are some websites that you found?
So, well, I already have this app called Niche. I think that's how you pronounce that word.
Yep, that's right.
And it's like it's kind of like a dating app, but for colleges. So you like swipe right, like swipe left, like it gives little things. And that has like a section that has scholarships, and that actual app, you just have to apply. You just have to submit your
basic information.
Yeah, just like your transcripts, GPA, like transcript, letter of recommendation, and you get like $10,000. But
wait, just from that. Just from that app?
Yeah, they have like a $10,000 scholarship. Like,
oh, wow.
A bunch of people applied for it.
So okay.
Like, and then there's like websites, there's scholarships 360, the College Board website, like where we take all of our AP tests. They have a section for scholarships that you can apply for. There's like Mometrix.com, bold.org. There's like all sorts of websites, and there's like all the big like corporate companies, like hold on, let me flip my notes here. Like McDonald's, Microsoft, Google, Burger King, like Coca-Cola, Starbucks, and Chick-fil-A. A lot of like big like Starbucks and Chick-fil-A, they have specific scholarships just for their employees. So like if you work there,
okay,
then they have like scholarships that they can give you with the same thing. You don't even have to write an essay.
How long do you got to work there?
Oh, I don't know.
Could you go work there for like a month and then apply for the scholarship? You'd get it like, oh, that's too bad. All right, I got to quit.
I'm not sure, but you don't even have to write an essay. It's just like your transcript, a letter of recommendation, just like basic information. And then some you do have to write an essay for, but there's all sorts of things. So,
well, and it's something that you have to start off like pretty quickly, right? I mean, yes. You're going into your junior year next year.
Yeah,
right?
Well, we're like almost... if you look at some of the websites and apps, it's like apply now. Like I can apply for hundreds just as a sophomore.
Yes. Now, in your particular circumstance, this isn't for everybody, of mm-hmm. course, but you know, we've saved money for college for you, yes. right? So what have I told you throughout this entire time?
That if I manage to pay for the college through scholarships or whatever, then whatever money I have left is mine once college is over.
Is yours, all of it, right? Yes. So the benefit on that is, now here's a really cool thing that just changed this year with, if anybody out there has what's called a 529 college account, which is just basically pre-tax money that you can put in for your kids that grows on its own over a period of time, but it has to be used specifically for school expenses. But school expenses covers a wide range. It could be rent, it could be books, it could be tuition, it could be a lot of different things that you can apply that money to. But if you have a kid that is able to get academic or sports, or even, you know, look, if you piece together enough of those scholarships on there mm-hmm. and you really work at it and get it out there, I mean, it's just a little bit of work, you know, yeah. writing essays and submitting and going through the process. But I bet you could pick up $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 worth of scholarships just in doing all those rando ones, right? Yes. So when you start putting that stuff together, if you have a 529 account that you've been saving with and that money is left, so let's just say you go through college and we don't spend all of that money or you don't spend any of it, mm-hmm. then I can then take that money and roll it over into an IRA. So I can now, that is your retirement account that I can take that money and put that money into yes. without any tax penalty. So that's a big advantage. They just started doing that, I believe it was last year, where if you have a 529 savings account for college and you have money left over after your kid graduates or they get scholarships, you don't need that money. Instead of taking it out and taking a penalty, which you can do that, of course, but instead of doing that, you can actually roll that over into a retirement account in your child's name. So, so it's a big, huge benefit if you use that avenue to save money to be able to give it to your kid if they don't use it. Now, you know, if you, I don't know how many circumstances are going to come into play where somebody doesn't use all that money if they've saved it, because, yeah, you know, you have to have athletic scholarships and academic scholarships and all the extra scholarships and everything, yeah, thrown on there. So it's, you know, it's certainly something that, makes it a little bit difficult, you know, to not spend, because college is so damn expensive these days, but it is a nice little perk if you can figure it out and have mm-hmm. that money to do it. All right. So real quick before we go, we're almost done here. What's driving been like for you?
I love driving. It is so fun. Cause even like, it's just, it's so nice just not having to ask for rides and like situations, even though, cause now I was kind of not one of the first. Well, was I one of the first
in your grade?
In my grade, but in my friend group, I was like towards the front of the people who got their licenses.
Cause your birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause I was born in November. But so a lot of people were asking me for rides at first, which was not really that annoying, but, kind of question for CJ. How cool is your dad?
Thanks, like, Conrad. Appreciate you, brother.
I give him like a 3.5.
Oh, man.
I was trying to show him a TikTok before this. He's like, I don't understand.
Well, you showed it to me for 2.5 seconds. I didn't even get a chance.
You're like, what is
it? I was trying to read it. I hadn't even read the whole thing. I didn't get a chance to digest it because your attention span's so low. All right. Anyway, so thanks, Conrad. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Buddy.
Anyway, just like, having my own license, now that all my friends have their licenses, I like to drive, but I like when other people drive me around. But actually just having my license is really good because I like to be able to do whatever I want, or not whatever I want, but go wherever I want, and I'll have to arrange rides and like,
you like to get up to hood rat shit when we're not around. Yeah. I understand.
Yeah. Okay. Well, like for example, me and all my friends, we go to Sonic a lot, and like if I wanted my mommy to take me to Sonic, she's like, I'm not taking you to Sonic at 9:30 at night. Like da da da. But now, like, I can just drive myself to Sonic. And then, obviously, I can't come home at, like, 1 a.m. Well, but
when you say drive, will you explain what Sonic is? Just so anybody's like, what's so great about going to Sonic?
Well, like, Sonic, I don't really get food at Sonic. We just, everybody goes to Sonic. If there's a night that there isn't school, half of Mansfield High is at Sonic. Like, if you drive around Sonic and all the little stalls, there's just, like, a Mansfield parking sticker.
That's your hangout joint.
Yes.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And, like, if I have to, I don't know, like pick up something from a friend and like my mom is working, like I can't take you, like I can just go, like it's a lot better.
Why do you say your mom's voice like that? That seems so like
demeaning. Don't even, because mom, I know you're watching this. I don't think you sound like that, mom.
Well, I mean, that's how you're portraying it. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just changing my voice. Okay. Love you, mom.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, so that's about it. Tell me, so just after, let's wrap up this whole thing. Dear. Okay. What?
That's sorry, mom. I love you.
Exactly. Why? I'm not trying to start trouble. I promise you.
He always is.
So tell me about wrapping this whole thing up. What has the job experience been like? The money experience been like? What have you learned from us chatting today? What are you taking away from this? Other than I'm really annoying.
I've learned that having my own money is helping. Well, this is, I already knew this. Having my own money is really just, I like the freedom of it. And that I need to get a job that I like and that I can continue to do to get more money. And things are really expensive. And I need money to pay for the expensive things. And I need to find ways to pay for that thing.
Yes, there you go. And you're not too far out from all this, right?
No, pretty close. We got like 2 years.
A couple more years, because when you go off to college, you know, we're going to help you, obviously. But at the same time, there's going to be a lot of stuff that you want to do, and, yeah, and not having that money. And this is where the summertime is going to play a big role for you working some, because saving that money.
Yes.
So when you go off to college, you don't have to, like maybe that first year, if you save enough between your and your senior year, you know, the way your schedule's set up, you probably aren't going to have to go to school as much, or your school load is going to be a lot less,
yeah,
right? And so, and especially once volleyball ends after the fall, like your spring and summer leading up to going to college.
You got like 2 classes a day.
You're going to be wide open. And so, I mean, I'm not encouraging you to work all the time, but what I am telling you is that if you can work during that period and save up as much money as possible, then you can have that money your first year of college, and it'll take a lot of the stress off of you, right? And never. Troy is never. Not, Troy will not join us for a little while. He barely speaks mostly.
He can't really spell that well. It doesn't really.
And this podcast doesn't come with a game controller. So yeah. I don't know that he'd be able to,
have a blanket, no shirt on.
Yeah. He doesn't know how to spell or speak well. So we'll see. He's hard to understand.
He's still slightly illiterate. So
yeah, he's mostly a moron. So, yeah. But he gets that from me. So I don't blame him too bad, but yeah, so, you know, if you can save that money going into college, it'll save you so much time, mm-hmm. or stress that first year, just having that extra funds. And then again, you don't have to call me and mom to ask us to put money into your account, which we would be happy to do.
Yes.
But you're going to be like, dad's going to get on the phone and be like, what do you need this money for? What are you doing? Where are you going? What have you been up to? Why haven't you called us? You're not even calling, checking in. You haven't been home in for 3 months. Are you going to come home and see us? Your mother's worried sick. Yeah. You ready for that?
Nope.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, that's it for today. Next time we come on, which will probably be sometime around the summer when she's out of school again, if she's not working, we're going to come on. We're going to add her to a credit card so we can start building some credit. So because that's going to play a big role as life continues on. So we're going to talk about that, building credit and what that looks like. We're also going to start talking a little bit about investing, some small stuff now that we have some money in savings. That's the money that we put in originally. And we're not going to take your walking around money.
Yeah.
But your money that's in savings, we're going to start talking about where to put that, how to make money with that. We'll keep diving a little bit further into her job experiences and how she's liking that, because at that point she'll be working a little bit more and have a little more change in her purse, which is always nice. So, and then we'll also dive a little bit more into our book. I gave her a break this time because she
forgot about that book.
Yes, the book.
I'm already doing enough book study. For
I know that's
Coach
why,
Price.
That's why I gave you some leeway on that one, because, I'm very proud of you. You've been working your butt off and you're doing stuff. You're going to work every day. You're practicing volleyball. You're working out. You're responsible. You get yourself up in the morning. Your mom and I don't have to worry about you. And we didn't do this. You did this all on your own. So I'm super proud of you. You've done a great job so far. And I appreciate you listening to me lecture at you for an hour and most of your life all the time too. So so thanks to everybody that hung out with us and watched it for a little while. I really appreciate it. Like I said, we'll be back sometime in early May when she gets out of school, and we'll go into credit cards, building credit, investing, and then, you know, further track the story of jobs and money. So thanks, everybody. Y'all have a great rest of your week, rest of your spring break, and we'll see you next time.
Bye, friends.
Bye.